I'm going to read now from the Annex Shuffle. Emily sees Ezekiel shake his arms and hands around his head. Ezekiel is haunted by the buzzing of 1,000 phantom mosquitoes. They fly close to his ear. It is always the same ear, the right ear. He swipes at them, but this only increases their agitation. He longs to hit one, just one, and see the satisfying streak of blood across the wall. Sometimes he slaps a hand against one, again, but he hits nothing but the wall, and more often, himself. He has to be bandaged often. In between the buzzing mosquitoes, he says that he hears other sounds. Shouting men, dressed as soldiers, the dry crackle of the straw on burning huts, screaming children, crying women. More frequent and disturbing than that is this, the high intermittent buzz of the 1,000 mosquitoes. To keep their noise out of his head, Ezekiel sings a song that Emily remembers from Sunday school. Baba Brahma, Baba Brahma, Tumai Razaro, Azondi Nunura, Dafane Moto. And when he screams, Abraham, Abraham, at least 20 times, the mosquitoes are still. His shouting puts him in conflict with Sister Hedwig. She raps him sharply on the head with her knuckles. He stops screaming and whispers, Abraham, Abraham, from near the window close to where Emily stands. She sees him trembling and instinctively puts a hand on his shoulder. They stand in silence, looking out at 2nd Street Extension, at the embassy houses of Belgravia and the golf course across the road. Through the metal grill and the mesh wire, through the reinforced windows that separate them from the outside, they can see small figures on the 18th green. Only outside this window is there change. Yet even there, a repetitive pattern asserts itself. On 2nd Street Extension, the cars, buses, emergency taxis are filled with people going about the business of living, the occupants within unaware of the gazes without. One time, two times, five times a day, she sees the vans and cars from her suspended life. Up and down goes the little green bus, moving between the city center and the university. University of Zimbabwe, a white station wagon says in blue lettering, Faculty of Law. The car is so close that she can make out the faculty motto below the university crest, Fiat Justitia Ruat Coelum. The motto is more than just the words of Caesoninus on a crest. It is a song in her heart, the reason she is a law student, the meaning she wants to give to her life. Let justice be done, though the heavens fall, she says aloud. Outside, the traffic, golf course, the houses. Inside, the Annex Shuffle.